This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British police say they have shot and killed the man who stabbed a number of people near London Bridge today. London Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene. A number of other people received injuries during this incident. As soon as we can provide further updates on their condition, we will.
Basu also confirmed reports that when the suspect was brought down, he was wearing a fake explosive vest.
Due to reports that the suspect may have had an explosive device, specialist officers also attended the scene and wide cordons are in place to ensure there remains no further danger to the public. However, I can confirm at this time, we believe a device that was strapped to the body of the suspect is a hoax explosive device.
And Neil Basu said this was terrorism.
I'm now in a position to confirm that it has been declared a terrorist incident. We are working jointly with the City of London Police as we continue to respond. Officers from the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command are now leading this investigation, but I must stress we retain an open mind as to any motive.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi says he is calling it quits, that he is sending a resignation letter to the country's parliament. Mahdi's announcement comes a day after the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah was rocked by deadly violence. At least 25 anti-government protesters were killed by security forces as demonstrators blocked roads and bridges. The Iraqi death toll for another day of civil unrest, upwards of 40 people, with more than 200 wounded. In Baghdad, four protesters were killed trying to cross the bridge that leads to the Green Zone, the heavily fortified seat of government. At least 400 people have been killed and hundreds others wounded in Iraq since widespread protests began on October 1st. More news at VOA.